So, Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God, as we are gathered where you say two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst, Father God. So we know that you are here with us today, Father God. And Father God, we just want to lift up the ones, Father God, who are not here. We lift up our sister Sabrina today, Father God. We pray for her sister, Father God, in that accident that she has. When those x-rays come back, Father God, there's no broken pieces in her body, Father God. So we just lift that up to you, Father God. And Father God, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, because you woke us up, Father God. You fed us. You kept us in our right minds, Father God. And a lot of people are not today, Father God. So we just thank you for that, Father God. And as the word go forth this morning, Father God, I pray that the words that come out of my mouth is acceptable in your sight today, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say amen.
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 Well, Sabrina Helby is online. Thank God we're all the friends.
Walk and obey and when the Spirit, when it speaks to me, with my heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. Come across it, I'll say yes. Yeah.
said, and I was asking my old, church here. Boy, around this time, I can see so clear in my mind. Sister Pearl Gotham and Mary Lee Smith. Maddie Russell. To the James. The Winston Smiths. Ain't been long ago, y'all, but I remember the old saints, the old mother around this time. Especially if it was on a communion Sunday. Good old-fashioned evening service on third Sunday. You get a good church beat like that right there. See, not too slow, not too fast, right where they got. They get them little dresses like this here. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember that? So tell you remember that? Come on, y'all come help us take us back a little. Take us back. Helen Smith, take us back here. Take us back here a minute. Come on, take us back. Come on, take us back. Yeah. Let me go down to the country for a minute. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my Lord, you brought me from a long way. Come on, y'all help me. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Oh, you brought me from a long way. A mighty long way. Lord, I thank you, yeah, Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you brought me
Praise God. Well, I just thank God. You know, I was watching that, brother. He is, you probably can figure out, I really, really like his ministry. And I've already said, when I go to Atlanta, I'm going to visit that ministry. I'm going to make it a point to be there on a Sunday morning so I can attend his ministry. But I looked at him today, and you know, my pastor, when I was in the Baptist church, Pastor James Branch, who was a community pastor, he modeled that. And, you know, I could call him when I was at the school district working with the youngsters. I could call him up there to Woodside High School, and he would come and walk that campus. And those folks that were on the faculty, many of them that were at Woodside High School were previously at Ravenswood High School, which was here in East Palo Alto and was closed. And our children were dispersed to what we call the Hill School. And so many of those faculty members knew him from the East Palo Alto community. And I used to hear him do what this young preacher does. He'd laugh. And I tried to figure out, well, what is he laughing about? But you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And now I see myself and hear myself laughing sometimes about, you know, the song that I'm hearing or whatever it is. And I watch this brother, and, you know, and he sings and then he laughs. And that's what Reverend Branch did that I remember about him. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we're going to let Reverend bring his word this morning. But I just wanted to point out to you that each one of these songs that we heard this morning has a message. And we started out with that chorus, yes, that Pentecostal Church of God in Christ chorus, yes. And if you sing that song, if you sing that chorus and say yes, your spirit will just become alive, because we don't say yes enough to the Lord. We don't say yes to his will and yes to his way. We are always telling God what we want him to do, but we need to say yes. And so that, and then the victory. And I know that I played that last Sunday. Yes, I did, and I'll probably play it again next Sunday. We got the victory. We need to remember that, because sometimes we don't see. We just see our problems. We don't see what God does, but we have the victory. And so I thank you for the journey. You realize you're on a journey. And however long you've been saved, that's how long you've been on the journey. And that's what that brother was talking about. He said, you brought me from a mighty long way. How far did God bring you? I could tell you a whole story about how far he brought me, but it's not my turn to preach, and I'm not going to do that. But we need to look back and see how far God has brought us. So without meddling into the Reverend's sermon, I hope I haven't, but I'm going to let him come to you in his own way this morning. So I'm introducing yourself and presenting to others the Reverend Richard Robinson.
Amen, amen, and amen. I got victory. Whoa. Over the enemy. And the world can't do me no. Boy, I love that. I tell you, that woke up some spirits this morning. Let me tell you, while we was watching that video, and I feel sorry for the people who don't join us because y'all didn't see the video. Y'all, it was a lady. She had a cane, right? And she had a cane, and she was dancing, right? And I'm going to tell you something. That's just a little taste of heaven. I'm going to tell you why. That lady got a cane because she got some pain going on. But when you get that Holy Spirit in you, when you feel that Holy Spirit, a cane or not, you will get up and dance. That pain go away when that Holy Spirit hits you. I'm going to tell y'all, this is what I know. Pastor T would walk into the church, Bread of Life, And she would walk into that church with that cane, and you can see that it was, she was leaning on that cane. And so that means there's some pain somewhere. But when pastor say, come and bring us some word, she would get excited. She would get up and walk to that stage, and she would give us some word. And that pain, I don't think she even realized she didn't have the cane. I want y'all to hear me this morning. So imagine if that Holy Spirit can do that here on earth, what can it do in heaven? See, we be worried about people that's in pain and they pass on. Let me tell you something. They feeling good right now.
It is no pain in heaven.
No pain. Like that lady that was just a dancing and doing that little jig with that cane in her hand. If she would have put that cane down, she still would have been doing that jig, because the spirit had taken over her body. And once the spirit take over your body, there's no more pain. And what that song saying, the Lord is blessing me right now. Whoa, right now. What'd he do? He woke me up this morning. And see, he woke you up this morning. The enemy can't do nothing to you or against you. So what do you say after that? Ain't nothing else to say but yes. Ain't nothing else to say. Yes, Lord. That's all left to say, y'all. So that music is right in what I want to talk about this morning. Because all those things God do, have you ever asked this question? And this is the message to my sermon this morning. Why should God? Why should God? Why should he wake you up this in the morning? Because that's what wakes you up. See, my phone, I put it on an alarm and I put it in my bed. But this morning, I had covered it up because, you know, it gets a little chilly at night. And I had all the covers over my phone. I didn't hear no alarm this morning. I didn't hear no alarm this morning. What woke me up? God wakes you up. You best believe that. Why should he? So if God himself asked you, why should I let you in my heaven? How would you answer? Some people may say, well, that's a pointless question because there is no God. Some people might say that. Other might say, I'm sure that will never take place. So your questions is irrelevant to me. Still others might say, I think God will let me into heaven, although I'm not perfect. I'm better than a lot of people. I've done more good than bad. And a few might just say, I got no chance to get in heaven except by God's grace and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I placed my faith in him and I'm counting on him to get me in. That was the best answer I heard out of that. Why should God? Why should he let us in? See, that is a big question. Where will we spend eternity? Can you think of anything bigger in comparison with eternity? Because this life is short. And death, although it's certain, catches us all by surprise. The Bible clearly teaches that when men die, he either go to heaven to live forever in the presence of God, or he goes to hell, separated from God forever. With this in mind, shouldn't assurance about our eternity destiny be given a high priority? I heard Billy Graham say once, if you're not ready to die, you're not ready to live.
That's right.
Amen. See, I never forgot that because it's absolutely true. If you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you are ready. You may not be ready to die, but believe it, if you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you are ready. Why should God? Why should God accept us? Well, one reason is because we accept him. We should accept Jesus Christ in our heart. We should know that we know where we're going when we leave this earth. we should know that we want that life of eternity. We shouldn't guess around it. We shouldn't straggle on the fence. We shouldn't be in and out. We shouldn't be believing disbelief. We shouldn't be believing for God for one thing and not the other. Some people don't even believe that there's a hell. Some people don't believe that there's a hell. Some people think that, like that sentence said, I wasn't that bad because Shirley was badder. I wasn't that bad because what's his face? You know he did. So I wasn't as bad as him. So I'm going to heaven. Do you know that some people think, well, I done sold enough and I done gave enough tracks. I have gave over 1,000 tracks this week. I'm going to heaven. I have gave enough. I'm going to heaven. Some people really believe that, y'all. They ain't gave their life to Christ. They just gave people tracks on the streets. Yeah. Some people believe that. So why should God? Why should God? John 14 and 16 tells you about God. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but through the Son. So we must accept Christ. That's what he said. And I believe in the word and I believe what it says. See, God has a plan for us. God has a plan for us to see him at the end of all of this struggle and this turmoil and this war and all the things that we're going through in life. See, all things are done according to God's plan and decision. And God chose us to be his own people in union with Christ because of his own purpose. Based on what he decided from the very beginning. From the very beginning. See, God knew your name before your mom and daddy picked it out. Before your mom and daddy picked out your name, he knew what it would be. He knew what they was going to call you. He knew he had a purpose for you. And we got a little distracted along the way. But us that's right here right now and a lot of other members of the Bread of Life Church that's not here right now know one thing. God has brought us a mighty long way. I'm looking at my brother, Sandra. I remember his crazy butt at my wedding. Boy, I tell you, boy, we done been through some things. Sabrina? Oh, my God. We don't even want to go there. Woo! Boy, there's some things that Sabrina know about me. And I think that, oh, my God, she knows more than anybody that I know personally right now how far God has brought me. That's on here. She knows. She's seen the devil in me. She's seen the devil working in me. Boy, Lord has brought me a mighty long way. Oh, my God. When I even think about it, Zedric, a long, long way, brother. See, we all got some stuff in the closet. We all got some stuff back in that closet. But God done took us out of that closet. And he done brought us and he done gave us new walks and new talks. You know, we don't even talk the same no more. I definitely don't walk the same no more. I walk with a little pride with my head up. I walk with pride because I know Jesus done brought me out. He done brought me a mighty, mighty long way. Have you ever, let me ask y'all something. Have you ever found yourself wondering if there is a divine plan for your life? It's a question that many Christians ask themselves from time to time. Why am I here? What is my purpose? I don't know about y'all. I have asked myself that before. Lord, why am I here? What is my real purpose on this earth? Is to live in this, just die, no legacy, no nothing? No, that is not my purpose. My purpose is to let people know what I know. And that is that God will bring you a mighty long way. That is to let people know that you don't have to be on the streets using fentanyl. I wish I knew how to do this. And if I keep asking God, he's going to show me how to do it. But that's my purpose, to let people know that you can, I don't care if you're 45 years old, you can still get off of drugs. I don't care how old you is. I don't care what you've done in life. God will still accept you. Why should he? I don't know. I don't know why God accepted me. I have no clue. I was a dirty, rotten scoundrel. Right, Sabrina? Don't answer that, Sabrina. I was a dirty, rotten scoundrel. And sometime today, when it hits back, because the enemy want to put that in my mind, all the dirt I did back in the day, and you think God, I be hearing you, devil, you think God forgave you for that? Yes, I do. Yes, I think God forgave me for that too, Mr. Devil. I don't know what the purpose is for these thoughts that he puts in my head about some things that I forgot I even done. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. It's things that I've done I forgot I even done. And I ask that question that I'm asking y'all today. Why should God? Why should he? I don't know, but I'm going to keep on praying and I'm going to keep on asking forgiveness each and every day. I ask forgiveness before I even do anything because I just woke up. I ain't even did nothing yet. And I say, Lord, please forgive me because it might have been something I done yesterday that I didn't realize I done. Yeah. I wake up in the morning and I used to wonder, why in the world am I doing that? I wake up and, Lord, forgive me. I kid y'all not. So I guess I want to protect myself before I get out there and do something. What is my purpose? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace. And not evil to give you an expected end. Peace and not evil. The world want to bring us evil, but God wants to give us peace. God wants to give. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil. Jeremiah 29:11. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. All he wants you to do is love him, give him praise, give him honor, and give him the glory, because we always say it and we know all the glory belongs to God. All the glory belongs to him. The plans of the Lord stands firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations. The plans of the Lord stands firm forever. Forever, not just yesterday, not tomorrow, but forever. You can find that in the Psalms 33:11. God's plan started when he created heaven and continue on to the birth and death of Jesus Christ. And in the Psalms 33 Bible verse, we know that his plan is for all of us, and it will not change, and it will not waver. God's plan for us will not change, and it will not waver. No matter what we do to interfere with it or destroy that plan he got for us, bam! Zedrick kept coming back till he got it. He kept coming back till he got it. You know why? Because that was God's plan. That was God's plan for him. And he's still going to bring more people. He don't know it yet, but he going to know it because I'm telling him now. He's still going to bring more people to prayer. He's still going to bring more people to service. He's still going to be a vessel for the Lord. I don't know. I think that's his plan for you, Zedrick. I don't know. I'm just keeping it real. I think that's his plan. Because he wouldn't let you stop trying to get it right. Amen. 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 The plan of the Lord stands firm forever. Forever. God's plan, he started his plan when he created the heavens and earth. And that plan is going to be with us and it's going to be with you into the end of this earth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Ain't too much more to say about that one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. See, it's easy to say that God's plan and God's purpose are good and true. But for this plan to work, we must fully believe in it and trust in him. It's easy to say those words. It's hard to believe, to put your belief in it, to put your trust in it. And that's what we have to do. You have to put your belief and your trust in what these words say. If they just words, y'all. So I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it right there. And why should God? Because he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows how he walks with me. He knows how he talks with me. He knows how he tells me that I am his own. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Pastor. I cut it short because I wanted to get some of the music on my podcast, so I got a little bit of it on there, and the hour ain't up yet. But I'm gonna turn it over to you now.
Well, we thank God for the word, we thank God for the messenger, we thank God for those of you who are present this morning, and we pray for those that missing this morning, Sister Denise. We pray for her, and I don't know if Sister Sabrina Gutierrez was on with Sister Erica or not. I see Sister Erica is gone, but we praise God for those that are with us and were with us, and we just thank God because he's such a merciful and good God. So we've heard the word, so we need to govern ourselves accordingly. And of course, Jeremiah telling us a message that we always need to remember, that Jeremiah 29:11 is a very important scripture. And I don't know if you all have ever read the book of Jeremiah. The Lord had me before I went to Rhema read through some of the books of the Old Testament by the major prophets and even the minor prophets. So Jeremiah was one of the books that he had me read through all the way through. And also Ezekiel is another one. Ezekiel is an apocalyptic book, meaning that it is future and present. Just like Revelations is future and present, and we are now living in them. If you read the book of Revelations, so we did a Bible study on it, you will find that we are living in the time that disciple John, they call him John the Revelator, had that revelation. Had that vision. That's what Revelations is. It is a vision that God gave the disciple John. So with that said, I'm not going to reteach the sermon, and I'm not going to teach anything new today. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. That's what Solomon said. So I'm going to let it be like that today. And thank God for your faithfulness. And we're going to dismiss or ask the Reverend to dismiss us. And I want y'all to have a blessed day. I want to get some more of the convocation services to you all. I followed the convocation 2023. And I tell you, I was blessed. This is the gathering that the Church of God in Christ has, but I was certainly blessed by every minister that I heard, the music ministry on yesterday. They have the children, and there were two little girls there that had a voice that was like a grown-up. I mean, they had power in their voices, anointing in their voices, and you could see that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So I just got blessed from that. You know, when our children are trained and raised in the things of God, the Bible says when they are old, they will not depart. And of course, Dr. Carson is one example of what we have done with our children. Of course, my son is, Reverend Chris is a minister. God will do what he promises to do. And then I have all these spiritual children. Let me just tell you, there's a scripture, and I'll find it, in the Bible that says the barren woman will give birth. And God gave me that scripture before we started the church, and he kept giving it to me. And I thought, Lord, why in the world are you giving me that scripture? I am not a barren woman. I have three children. But you see, in that scripture, he's talking about spiritual children. And so as I sit here today, I can laugh about it like Sarah laughed when they told her in her old age that she would give birth. What he was talking about is them spiritual children. And I have spiritual children all over, I can say almost all over the world. And so, you know, God gives us an opportunity to win souls and help these folks get saved. And so they become our spiritual children. With that said, we're going to let you go. We want you to have a real blessed day in the Lord. Be safe. We're praying for your sister, Sister Sabrina Hale. And we're praying that God will continue to move in the lives of those that call Britta like your church home. So have a wonderful day. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
I guess I didn't say the benediction, but anyway, God bless you.
Go ahead and pray us out for the week, Pastor. Pray me and Sabrina out for the week. We don't want to miss that.
All right. Well, we gonna ask that the Lord keep everybody safe and keep them well, and till we meet again, and we will try to have prayer on tomorrow night. But keep everybody safe and well. The Lord walks between me and thee while we're absent one from another. That's an old prayer that I learned to pray as a youngster. So the Lord walks between me and thee while we're absent. And we thank God for it. Have a good day.
All right, Pastor. All right, Sabrina.
All right, John. Have a blessed day.
Uh-oh.